We're going to start a little barbershop quartet here. Hey, and welcome back to episode 27.
Wow, 27. We actually did a lot. We survived each other for 27 episodes?
Somehow we have.
That's a lot of movies we've watched.
Of two geeks, movies, two comics.
No, we didn't have time.
No.
I got to back this up. You've only been around for 23 episodes, haven't you? Yeah. It's only about... Oh, well, let's go on.
Yeah.
Hang on. Speaking of why notes, I have a question. Nothing to do with movies for you guys.
Okay.
Why is there a big D on the front of all trucks? Big trucks. A D.
For demolition.
Is that what it's for? I don't know why. Does anybody know? If anybody listens to this show, could email us in at twogeeksmtc@yahoo.com. That's two, the number two. Can tell me what that means, because I can't find out. I looked on Wikipedia and nothing.
Interesting.
Just wanted to know.
By the way, you're... Who are you?
I'm Simon.
I'm Kevin.
You still are.
We're still here wearing... Now that we're on TV, you'll wonder, why are they wearing the same... in the last episode?
Because we filmed two episodes.
That's because we don't shower.
Well, why, we're geeks.
No, we play video games.
I thought we actually went to eat food at the Free Mandarin in Scarborough.
I went by the one in Yonge and Edmonton. I was in that area. The lineup was you've been there like 4 hours.
Wow, you must have been there for at least a couple hours. Get those.
All right. Well, hey, it's after Canada Day. Whenever you hear this, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's July 2nd.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Let's start reviewing some movies, since that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
And the first movie is Up, directed by Pete Docter, starring the voices of Edward Asner, Christopher Plummer, John Ratzenberger, Jordan Nagai, and other people. And
why is Shania Twain?
It's a Pixar movie.
Why is Shania Twain? Up is not played in this thing. That's what I thought it was about when I saw this movie.
Well, I have thought up and away in My Beautiful Balloon would be played in that because he
up,
was,
up and away. Like, why is that played in it? Cap, come on, help us here.
I have no idea. I don't even know what we're talking about, man. You need to start talking about Celine Dion and stuff like that.
I never said Celine Dion. Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
I can look at her. I enjoy the videos.
Anyway.
Okay.
I didn't know what to expect of this movie because all they showed before was like an old man in a house with balloons flying.
I was wanting to know what Doug did at home.
Yeah. What is this movie about? And it was awesome. This was a great movie.
This was a fabulous movie.
One of the best movies I've seen this year.
Okay, I have to ask you two a question.
Okay.
I saw this movie in 3D.
I did too. I saw it in 3D.
Okay.
I didn't watch it at home.
No.
I do leave the house occasionally. I couldn't get this one unzipped.
How can you leave the house when you're watching movies all the time?
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell. I get most of my. Okay. I went to the theaters to see this.
Yeah. So you didn't see it in 3D. What's the whole point of going?
Well, they don't have 3D in Ajax.
I don't know about that, but anyway.
They don't.
All right.
Maybe it was in 3D and they didn't tell me.
Okay.
They're supposed to give me glasses, right. Aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they gave them out and I didn't notice. Probably
you would have noticed looking at this.
Okay, no.
Although, then again, some of the image quality would be some of the
movies.
Wasn't there
a non-3D version of this?
Would be pretty similar to...
Okay, that's the one.
Yes, yes.
In Scarborough, they were playing the regular and the 3D.
Right, so I saw the non-3D one.
Anyway, I liked this a lot. It was really good. It was a sweet movie. I loved it.
This was fabulous.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I laughed. I cried.
I did. I bought a T-shirt.
Yeah,
I like the fat kids made my day.
Yeah,
that fat kid was hysterical. Nope.
What?
I want to know: is any scientist or anybody actually figured out? Is this possible?
Hi, my name is Doug, and I love you.
Can this work? Does anybody know if this can work?
What?
Oh, the dog was the whole movie.
Yeah.
When he starts selling like Alvin from Alvin the Chipmunks.
I hid under the porch because I love
you. Love you.
And then he starts talking, and then he sees the squirrel and goes, squirrel.
Squirrel, yeah. Squirrel, squirrel. I like when he throws the balls.
I have a funny joke. There was a squirrel, and he died. And it's funny because the squirrel died.
I like when he throws the ball and brings it back to him.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, when they have the old guy cornered,
yeah.
And he goes, ball. Whips it, all the dogs chased after. I cried. This movie was fabulous.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
I can't wait till my kid's old enough to watch these, because I can't wait to see this again.
Yeah, the Pixar movies are just setting the bar high for animated films.
It's a typical great Pixar movie.
Yeah.
The only one I didn't like was Cars. I still will stand up to it.
Cars?
Cars, I think, is the weakest of them. I agree.
I just got bored.
I know you like NASCAR, but...
I'm not a car fan.
No.
You don't have to be a car fan.
Actually, I just bought Cars the other day for $7. So now I have them all.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you have them all?
That was the only one I didn't have. Now I have them all, because Cars I just didn't like.
Are they ever going to bring out the Ultimate Pixar Collection on... Are they out on HD yet?
You mean on Blu-ray?
Blu-ray, sorry.
I think they're out on Blu-ray, yeah.
Because I'd probably buy them on Blu-ray.
Do you also have the short films that they have, like the little shorty films?
No, because they've run all those short films on the various
movie discs. They also have them on a disc by themselves. They have
right, so why, if I have them all on all the movie discs, why would I buy another DVD with them all collected?
Because Pixar wants to take more of your money.
Well,
they have enough.
They got enough of it.
I think they sell enough stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
I think they're okay. And Toy Story 3 is coming, so I'm all excited.
Yeah, in 3D.
I will go see Toy Story 3 in 3D, because we know what a big Toy Story fan
I am. Yeah, I know you are. So, really, thumbs up? I guess, absolutely, thumbs up.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
I'll give it three thumbs. Oh, wait, I don't have three thumbs.
Now,
thumbs
you have two our rank so far, the movies, I know we have more coming for the summer, is Upbeat Star Trek. On your list.
No, it's a different type of movie, though.
Yeah. I understand that, but we're going to have to rate our summer movies.
I think that I like Star Trek more than I liked
Up. So did I, but it's close.
But it is close.
Yeah,
it is
close. Neck and neck.
Yeah, definitely. There are a whole bunch of movies we haven't done yet. So
and one I can't wait to discuss with you, and you know exactly what I saw it the other day. Oh, Hangover.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I saw it the other day. He hasn't seen it yet. I know, so I have to wait. Now,
so we got to the highs of Up.
Let's get to the low.
And then we went to the low of Knowing, which was funny on the disc you wrote, Knowing. Knowing, starring Nicolas Cage, Rose Byrne, Chandler Canterbury, Laura Robinson, and directed by Alex Proyas, who has done better films like Dark City.
Oh, I've never seen that. It's always one of those ones I've never seen.
Maybe we should put that on there.
Maybe after The Host and the three... Black Creature of the Black Lagoon, my 18 Kong movies, and whatever else in that pile you gave me.
I didn't care for iRobot.
I've never seen
it. Previous film.
I have.
I've never seen it. Okay, I'll go see it.
So hey, Knowing. Wow.
I'm knowing this movie was bad from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nicolas Cage. That's all I had to say. Yeah. Like, it starts off like a dark horror movie, though.
Yeah, it started off well.
I thought the first 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be a little more dark than I thought.
It started off well. I was interested, you know, hey, is this the end of the world? Is he...
Yeah.
All that stuff.
You know what the little girl reminded me of? Carrie. The movie Carrie, because she's sort of like a dark character.
Okay, I'm with that.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. I had no clue what you're talking about, but I'll give it to you.
Okay.
You didn't see Carrie.
But then it gets into, like, angels.
Yes.
Protecting certain people, and he's not allowed to come.
Yeah.
And they take the kids, and the earth... dies, and
don't they kill the other girl's mother?
Yeah.
She was killed by something.
Rose Byrne.
Yeah. It was utterly depressing.
And utterly boring.
Yeah.
Knowing what? That all these disasters happen? That's the whole movie? Who cares?
I thought it was really...
It was interesting that 50 years before that... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, what were we going to say?
I was probably going to say the same thing you were.
No. Well, what do you say?
Okay,
please?
50 years before the little girl... they're all supposed to put stuff into a time capsule.
Right.
And they drew pictures. All she puts is a full page of numbers and puts it in the time capsule. 50 years later, they open the time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these things have happened.
Counts down every disaster.
9/11 happened.
Right.
2001.
Right. She counts down every major disaster.
Right.
And that number of deaths. The
number of people that died.
Yeah. And he figures out the code.
Yeah.
And it counts down to the fact that everybody is going to die shortly.
Yeah.
So,
I sort of missed that part.
I heard that this was... a lot of people passed on this script. Because the ending is so ridiculously dumb.
Oh, really? The angels come and take the kids away and save them?
What happened? Is this like the story of written by a crazy person? Like, the angels are going to come and save us and put us in spaceship. But only the good little children... And then they can run on alien planets.
Yeah, no, pretty much. It was dumb.
Was, I mean, obviously this is written by a Scientologist.
And Jerry Bruckheimer produced it again.
Ah, Jerry Bruckheimer. Jerry Bruckheimer. Awful movie. Somehow he just keeps giving Nicolas Cage work. And again, he wasn't bad in this movie.
Who was
he? He wasn't bad.
Oh, it's Nicolas Cage.
It's just, he reached a point.
Nicolas Cage.
Well, after sitting Natural Treasure 2, he's got to do something better. And somebody has to get the word.
I love Natural Treasure 2.
It was okay.
They're coming out with 3.
Well, oh, right. God. No.
So, thumbs down?
Yes, absolutely. What? Knowing?
You're giving thumbs up on Knowing?
Yes. Okay, wow. Well, okay, marginal thumbs up because of the, like, as you said, the ending, but...
Please disregard anything that man has to say. Disregard anything that man has to say.
You need to eat some Oreo cakes to feel better.
Get that sugar rush going.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Okay. So, wow, you liked it. Anyway, all right.
Wow.
Surprise.
So, hey.
You were?
Now let's get into some better movies here.
Well, it's not on this list.
17 Again. 17 Again, directed by Burst Ears. Starring Zac Efron, Leslie Mann, Matthew Perry, Michelle Trachtenberg, Melora Hardin, and Thomas Lennon.
Okay.
Simon.
I like Melora Hardin. I think she's a decent actress.
Who's Melora Hardin in this movie?
She is the principal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like her, and I liked whoever plays Matthew Perry's brother, Thomas Lennon, I guess.
Yeah, that was him.
Was he his brother or just his buddy?
His brother growing up.
That's his brother growing up.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I thought they were just buddies. I didn't think they were brothers.
Oh, it was his buddy grown up. Sorry.
Oh, it was his buddy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was his brother or something.
His brother's another character altogether.
Okay, I liked him. Those are the only two characters I liked in this movie.
He didn't have a brother.
So I see Zac Efron was really trying to get out of the High School Musical thing, and then what he does in the first scene?
The High School Musical.
Starts dancing again. I'm like, okay. Am I supposed to like this movie?
Yes.
Did you not like this movie?
This movie was dumb. Boring. Another bad Matthew Perry project. Oh, look, it's Leslie Mann again. Are you ever going to have a real acting part? Or are you just going to play a wife in every movie that does nothing, doesn't do anything, doesn't talk? And you're the same character in every movie. The only interesting people in this movie are Melora Hardin and Thomas Lennon.
You didn't like Michelle Trachtenberg as
the geek?
Yeah, he was funny.
He was pretty good.
He had some good
scenes.
He tried
anything he can to get a date with Melora Hardin.
Yeah.
I thought that those scenes were quite funny, but other than that, I just didn't care. Another one of these redemption movies.
What do you think, Bob?
I love this movie. He loved High School Musical. It's the same movie. It's just different. It's different.
This is what happens to Zac Efron after he finds heroin.
Different. Although it has been done before. Big is an example, but I liked it. It was good.
You're on crack.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. No, here, have a cake.
You know what? If he's on crack, then I'm on crack. I like this movie.
Come on,
I like this movie a lot. In fact, this was a star-making performance. Zac Efron is now a movie star. High School Musical, forget it.
That's it. I quit.
He was really good in this movie, and I thought, you know what? He was channeling Matthew Perry through the entire movie. I'm like, this is Zac Efron doing Matthew Perry. I thought he was, you know, he was wise. He was insightful. It was funny. The whole thing where, you know, he's not only is he a student, but he's got his daughter is crushing on him. He has to solve her problems. It's a little Back to the Future thing there.
How many pictures did you have before watching this?
4. And then, the whole thing with the son trying to help get that across. And
did
then
you just finish watching Star Trek? Is that why you like this?
No, I like this movie. You know what? I know a lot of people that went and saw this movie and enjoyed this. And my parents went and saw this movie. Loved it.
The theater was
Your parents left their house?
Where I went to see it, the theater was full
of
people. They loved it, too.
You know, women were going to see this because they think he's cute. You know, there was something to this movie. It was fun. I liked it.
Can I have a replacement, please? Substitute? Oh, my God.
You're the odd man out here. You're the one that hates everything. Yeah.
I liked Star Trek. And
Up. Yeah, that's true. He liked Knowing.
Well, he's the intern.
That way we're right, but now you're wrong.
Okay.
Either way, I'm always right.
That's true.
All right, next movie on our list, Cadillac Records, directed by Darnell Martin. Who's mostly a TV director, did Law and Order and Grey's Anatomy. Thanks, Bob. Starring Beyonce, Adrian Brody, Cedric the Entertainer, Gabrielle Union, Emmanuel Cherqui, and Mos Def.
Why does this guy get work? Mos Def?
He's good.
Okay.
Mos Def is okay.
Does this not show a television director directed this?
Talk about a nauseating, boring,
repetitious movie.
Well, you know what? Actually, I was watching this movie and thinking, you know, this would have been a good TV movie.
That's exactly what it is.
This would have been a good two-hour ABC movie on the forming of Cadillac Records.
Yes.
Is it a great movie? I got to rush out to the theater and see it? No. But you know what? It's okay.
But it's so repetitious.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, we're going to march in the first guy he finds, I can't remember his name, in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to march in, okay, then we're going to do his story.
Who forms the records? It's Adrian Brody, but who's the, you left off the name of the actor that's...
The main first actor. I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
And then
it goes to him, and then we find out what happens to him, and then Chuck Berry comes in, which is Mos Def, I think. We find out what happens to him. Yeah. And it's just continuously the same thing.
Is it the guy from... The Pimp movie?
I don't know. Who cares? This movie's boring.
You're not good with your research. You didn't get all the people on it. Anyway,
however,
it was good. I liked this movie. I thought it was okay. I didn't love it.
Oh, God. Two hours and one.
The music was okay.
The music was excellent.
Yeah.
I was getting all excited when the music scenes would hit, but I just had to the history of how
it went on. Like, they showed the history of Chuck Berry. They showed the history of... Etta James, who was played by Beyonce. Etta James didn't like her character played or portrayed by Beyonce, but
mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be good because I've seen Standing in the Shadows of Motown. Like Motown music, they did perfectly in that movie. This movie, they did it, but like you said, it would have been better as a 2-hour TV movie. I enjoyed it, but up to a point, I started getting okay. Where's the rest?
Boring. Okay.
Didn't do anything
for me. All right, so again, Bob and I are sort of marginal, right?
I'd say marginal, yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't like it.
No.
Well, it's okay.
Why am I not surprised?
I still love you, man.
I love you too, man.
Directed by John Hamburg.
Can we go play some Kiss now?
Starring Paul Rudd. Jamie Presley.
Rush.
Yeah, okay. John Favreau, Jane Curtin, J.K. Simmons, Andy Samberg, Rashida Jones, and other people. So... I love you, man. Do you like it?
Loved it. Fabulous movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Had a great time. It was a good buddy picture. This is exactly the way my high school was, but not just fun all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your high school was two guys kissing?
Not all of that, but that was a good movie. I thought it was really fun. Mm-hmm. I thought it pulled together well. As I read from one person say, it was the best Judge Apatow movie he never wrote.
Hmm.
I totally agree. I thought it was a fabulous movie. I love this.
Trying to sell Lou Ferrigno's house.
That was great.
Yeah.
When he comes in,
mm-hmm.
at least he's wearing pants this time.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm sort of iffy on this one. I didn't really, like, I couldn't get into it for some reason. You want an honest opinion, do you not?
Yeah.
From the guy that likes knowing...
Yeah. Somebody had to like
I started liking it, and then it started getting boring.
What?
After a while.
Hmm.
What?
Yeesh.
You come out with comments like boring. I come out with comments like boring.
Are you crazy?
Yes, probably.
You can sit through Star Trek movies and not find this boring?
Yes.
They're nuts. Absolutely crazy.
Don't squeak. Yeesh.
What squeak?
You squeak.
I squeak.
I can't even do it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Deciding.
All right. I'm actually somewhere in between on this one.
Yeah.
I didn't love I Love You Man, but I liked it because I like the two leading characters because they're both two likable guys.
Yeah.
And
I agree
but
with
Paul
you.
Paul Rudd's an excellent
and who's,
actor.
Who are we missing from the list here again? Paul Rudd, who's the other guy?
It's not on here again.
Yeah. Who's the guy that he loves?
And he's in the Savings.
Right. The guy from. How I Met Your Mother.
And, is that him?
And Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's him. That's what show he's on.
Oh,
I hate that show.
You know who it is. He was on Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I know he's on Freaks and Geeks.
Intern, you're fired, man. What the hell? Every one of these movies, you've left out a major actor.
Okay, so you're telling me.
I give the ones we know.
You like knowing, but thought this was...
I didn't say I like knowing. I didn't say I love knowing.
No, you gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
You're nuts. Absolutely crazy. And you love 17 again. I don't get you.
You know what? I Love You Man is a fun movie to watch. It's a good comedy. To me, she kind of blended in with that other movie that Paul Rudd did recently with Stifler that we reviewed a few weeks ago.
Oh,
a few episodes ago.
I watch a lot of movies. You guys know that. You give me the name, I'll remember.
What was that? It was like...
They're role models.
Role models.
Oh, it's exactly role models.
Kind of like role models.
It's exactly the same movie.
If you like role models and
maybe that's why
he's Knocked Up and Apatow movies.
I think Role Models is a better film than I Love You, Man.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the jokes are better.
Yeah,
but this is a good. I enjoyed Love You, Man.
And forgetting Sarah Marshall sort of in there.
I thought Sarah Marshall was. I hate Jonah Hill. I just want somebody to change.
Jonah Hill's who, that the English guy?
No, he's the fat guy that was in The Waiter.
Oh,
they kept going.
The guy from Superstar.
Yeah, that's him. Superbad. The guy that needed to go.
Yeah.
You know, like that third wheel friend.
He was in a movie we're going to review in a future episode. Night of the Museum 2.
Oh yeah, he is. Got to get a uniform from that guy.
Okay, so anyway, Simon and I kind of liked it, and the intern didn't. All right, intern, let's let you start off the next one. Race to Witch Mountain, directed by somebody and starring Dwayne Johnson, Anna Sophia Robb, Alexander Ludwig, the fetching Carlo Gugino, Kieran Hines, the brother of Dumbledore in Harry Potter movies, Chris Marquette, I like my reading here, it's fun, Gary Marshall, Kim Richards, and Ike Eisenman. Both of whom were in the original Witch Mountain movies as the kids. So, Race to Witch Mountain
With The Rock. Actually, he's trying to get away from The Rock, but he will be forever known as The
Rock. All right, Dwayne, what do you think of Dwayne's performance in this one?
It sucked. He was a cab driver.
Yeah.
And he
drives Carlo Gugino to a Star Trek convention.
Actually, he does, yes. Yes. And he was an ex-con, too, so... He was trying to get away from the people that he was doing business with.
And along the way, he picks up these two kids.
Actually, he didn't know they were there, but they just slipped in
the car. Yeah, they just magically showed up in the car. Yeah.
Okay, it's good stuff.
Yeah, he didn't like drive through. No, they magically show up in the road, and he kind of drives through them, and they pop in the back, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Hold on, we never got the review, though.
Oh, I'm going to get that.
We're waiting for the review from the intern.
Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, you got to wait to get to mine then.
Yes, I want to hear his opinion before you reveal yours, and then he offers the contrary. Okay, I want him to present his original opinion.
Okay.
First, Race to Witch Mountain. It was like, it's a remake of the original movie, of course, which we've said.
In fact, now that we've seen the original film, I would even hesitate to call it a remake. But there are elements in common.
The original movie in it, the original RVs in it, the cab, I think it's the cab that has the date of the original movie in it, 1975. Ike Eisenman and Kim Richards from the original movie are play characters in this. I thought it was great. Like, it was a tie-in to the original movie somehow. What? I didn't say the movie was great.
You scared me.
You like the tie-in. Hold on.
I like the tie-in. However,
give me a review. Instead of just trivia and facts.
They were in an episode of the Brady Bunch and Star Trek. And I just saw them last week at Three's Company.
Okay, so go ahead. Don't get him when he's on a roll because it'll throw him right off.
Go. I'm good.
What? Now, did you like the movie or no?
I'm going to give it a thumbs in the middle.
So you have no opinion?
Nope.
Not anymore.
Oh, come on. Grow up. Give me a review. Did you like the movie or not?
I said marginal. It was okay. I liked it, but not... It wasn't...
You wouldn't recommend it?
It wasn't that great a quality movie. It wasn't Star Trek. It wasn't Up.
All right, I'm getting tired of this. What do you think?
Okay, let me tell you, The Rock is cooking. He's cooking some chili in his pants.
What?
This movie sucks. This was painful. Oh, my God. Who told this guy he should quit wrestling to become an actor? You have made one bad movie after another.
He's done a couple okay
movies. He's done a couple of good ones.
It's
the
Doom.
The movie he did with Stifler was okay.
Doom. Did you guys see Doom?
Doom was awful.
Oh, I didn't see Doom.
And then I said this. You smell The Rock is going to get a big, fat dump in your pants. This movie is boring, mindless, and dumb.
Okay, hold on.
What is this remake?
Whoa. Boring? It's not boring. I'll give you
I'll give you a boring Star Trek 4, The Voyage Home.
Four? Or a different episode.
4? You can't say 4 was boring. Admiral Irby Wales here. You cannot say that's boring. It's one of the classic lines from that
movie. It's called Star Trek, not Earth Trek.
Anyway, we're back to the Race to the Wish Mountain.
Wow. You know what? I didn't hate the movie. It was just sort of there. I wasn't as annoyed by it. I thought Dwayne was okay. He's done worse movies.
Smells like chili.
He's done far worse. Carla Gugino was all right. You know, it was just okay. It wasn't great.
It's boring.
Kids might like it.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Go rent up for them. How about 17 Again?
Right. 17 Again was good.
Right, go rent them something. How about Die Hard?
That's a good movie to take the kids to. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
How about, I don't know.
All right. How about Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Hang on. Do we have to open the vault first?
All right. Open the vault. Come on.
Come on. It's not even open. I can't even see it.
What happened?
Oops, sorry.
Right. That special effect just doesn't work on television, by the way.
No, that doesn't.
Well, all right, the first room in the vault is Bram Stoker's Dracula, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Keanu Reeves, Gary Oldman as Dracula, Winona Ryder, Sadie Frost, Monica Bellucci, and Carrie Ulls. Elways or Ulls.
Ulls, I think it is.
All right, Simon.
Aren't we missing Anthony Hopkins on this
list?
Anthony
Hopkins is not on this list. Anthony Hopkins is a major friggin' character. So is the guy that played the Rocketeer.
I like this
Billy
movie.
Billy Campbell.
I really, really like this movie
Anthony
in parts.
Whoa.
I like...
And the singer. The guy with the craggy voice. Who plays Reinfeld.
Yes, I knew he looked familiar.
Tom Waits.
That's him?
Yeah.
Okay. I like parts of this movie. I thought were really... I like Gary Oldman. I like Anthony Hopkins. Keanu Reeves needs to go away quickly. Winona Ryder was fine. I don't know who
I don't understand what you mean.
I don't understand how you could act like William Shatner the whole time in the movie.
You know what's funny? Look, Keanu Reeves reminds me of
Monica Bellucci.
Yes.
You're going to tell me you don't know who Monica Bellucci is.
I know who she is, but who is she in Dracula?
But who is she in Dracula? She
must be one of his wives.
Oh, she was one of the Dracula's wives. I love how you remembered one of Dracula's wives, but forgot Van Helsing.
No, I have a question.
Priorities.
Sadie Frost does two movies.
I just got this today.
She does
and
I think she did Pyromania Love Story, which I will read for you right now. Don't ever watch it. Don't think about watching it.
I'm surprised you didn't make us watch it.
No, it is horrible. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Yeah. But I mean, what? She marries Jude Law. Like, why is Keanu Reeves in this movie?
Coppola cast him. A lot of people see something in Keanu Reeves that
I've never seen.
But, you know, Keanu Reeves can do a good job on certain
things. I thought he was great in Hellraiser.
That's not all he's known for, though.
Hellraiser.
Hellblazer?
Oh, yeah.
I liked him in Hellblazer. I liked him in the Matrix movies.
What about Speed?
Speed is fine, but he's not great. He's adequate. I don't blame the guy. I just don't think he's amazing.
Anyway, his character is kind of a doofus anyway. So
it takes forever for this movie to get going. That's my biggest problem.
Yeah,
it's very slow.
You know what? I didn't find it very slow. I found it very much in the same vein as the novel.
Which I hated.
I like the novel.
I couldn't get through it.
And the novel is all diary snippets. And they kind of introduced that element, something that was lost in previous versions. It was definitely Bram Stoker's Dracula. It would definitely follow the... You know, aside from some of the stuff at the end, the reincarnation love story was tacked in. That was a Coppola addition. I liked it. I thought visually it's a stunning movie. Gary Oldman is a tour de force. He's perfect for Dracula.
Oh, he's awesome.
I agree.
Awesome.
Anthony Hopkins is great as Van Helsing. Winona Ryder, Sadie Frost, they're all very good. You know, I like this movie a lot.
Parts of this a lot. I just think Keanu Reeves is so dull.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be dull.
He's supposed to be dull.
It takes too long to get in. And I find the part when Draco comes to London and hangs out with Mia a little slow for me. And that's just me.
Yeah.
And it just goes on. I just found this a little too long for me.
Okay.
Maybe 20 minutes too long.
It's not that long of a film, is it? It's like only 110 minutes.
Well, maybe it felt longer.
Bob, what do you think?
I liked it, but I started getting fidgety after the first hour and a half.
Well, that's because the drugs were wearing off.
No more cakesters.
Drugs are wearing off, yeah.
No more sugar.
I started getting
just remember to take your Prozac. You'll be okay.
Like, we rented this movie, and I thought, okay, we rent this movie. I thought it's going to be good. And it was okay. I liked it. I will give it a thumbs up, though, because it was visually good.
Okay. So
I'm going to have to give this
a thumbs up. So we all sort of give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, marginal. But yeah, kind of in the middle. I don't know.
Everyone feels there are some issues with the film.
There are some issues.
Speaking of issues,
yeah.
I don't know who added this one to our list.
Bob, this was a
$5
Bob
buy at the
yes, this was a $5 buy.
The comebacks.
I bought it because I saw the commercials. I thought it looked good. And then yeah, I looked at it and I was wrong, totally.
You were absolutely wrong. It was called The Comebacks and it's directed by Tom Brady of the Brady Bunch, starring Tim David Kuchner. Melora Hardin, Carl Weathers. Hey, Carl Weathers. And some other people that were probably left off and were major characters.
You know what? I think they're the spawn of the villain, one of the brothers of the Goonies. You know, the sloth.
Yeah. Well, who's that comedian that's in this movie? That's the coach.
That's David Kuchner.
Is it David Kuchner?
He's the coach.
This movie sucked. Why would you buy this movie?
Confirming.
It's a football movie, first off. Football movies suck. All right, I can't think of very many. There's Rudy. Rudy is the greatest football movie ever.
Never seen it.
A good movie.
Never seen it either.
Friday Night Lights. You know, like, come on. What was the one with that we watched last year with the team that died, and then they brought in a new team?
Oh, I don't know.
That was a good one. Remember the Adam.
Remember the Titans?
It wasn't Remember the Titans.
Yes.
No, it wasn't Remember the Titans.
That's a good one. That's also a good
one. But it was something like... yeah, it was. But okay. The one I'm thinking of had Matthew McConaughey. And
that's Remember the Titans.
I never saw it. Remember the Titans is Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Oh. I know the movie you're talking about. Yeah, Coach
Madison or something like that.
Yeah, I know the movie.
Coach Carter.
No, that's a fun movie. You idiot. Yeah, this movie
it's just
sucks.
General word association.
Let's move on. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
It sucks. There's nothing redeeming about this movie.
Nope.
There's maybe a few hot girls in it, but
come on, his daughter. Whoop de doo.
That's it.
Move along.
There's a couple of redeeming factors, but we won't get into that.
Nope, we're not getting into it.
Okay. So, all right. So, why did you?
Why?
Just tell me why.
Okay. One, I bought it because I saw the commercials with the. Yeah. There was something going on in the field. And then this bus comes by and hits the guy. I thought that was funny, but when I saw it in the movie,
Okay.
Another scene, when I finally got to it, this wasn't on the commercials, but they had, they start losing, and they're all sad and sorry.
Yeah. Hold on. The next movie on our list is Escape to
Witch Hill,
directed by starring Kim Richards, Ike Eisenman, Donald Pleasance, Eddie Albert, Ray Millard, Rita Shaw, Denver Pyle, Denver Posse related Gomer,
yeah.
And Lawrence Montaigne, from Stawn in the Amok Time Star Trek TV show. Anyway.
You want research. There's research for you.
It's good to know. Aunt Agatha.
I got something to tell you. I learned how to escape from two gangsters watching this movie.
Really?
I'm going to hide my RV in the back of the house. When I go in the front of the house, I'm going to escape out the back door and drive off. 4 times. They're never going to catch me.
I gotta get in my RV and get away.
It was 1975.
They both go in the front door. First time, okay. The second time, same exact thing.
You know what? I had a lot more respect for the new movie after watching this movie. Because this was so awful. And you know what? I remember when it was on when I was like, and to us as kids, this was a great movie. This is a great movie. There was another one, like Return to Witch Mountain. They made sequels with these movies. And
what? There's another one?
They did.
Yeah, there's another one.
I missed it?
And I remember these kids, and it was like, I remember really wanting to see this, but being told that it was too scary for me as a kid.
There's a Return to Witch Mountain?
I was like 4 years old when it came out.
Oh, we're seeing that now.
Oh, no.
I didn't know there was another one.
I don't think I watched it.
This is, Eddie Albert drives around in an RV, and he picks up these kids with magic powers.
Come on, he's an evil man. He doesn't like kids unless we left alone.
But they redeem
your
soul.
That doesn't make him evil. He just wants to be left alone.
Anyway, I you know, painful. I would never recommend any kind of 70s television.
Wait till the box set comes out with Escape to Witch Mountain, Return to Witch Mountain, Embrace to Witch Mountain.
Right, but as a 39-year-old old man, I would not want to go back and revisit that time.
You went back and revisited Logan's Run.
Logan's Run is a classic. You know, it has Jenny Agutter naked.
Exactly.
You know, that's enough.
And I mean, Logan's Run's at least referenced in many other movies.
Run Runner.
All right. You got a Farrah Fawcett in there.
So did you actually like this? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say that. Awful. I'm going to have to give it a marginal thumbs up because it was 34 years ago. So
yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, if you're
being chased by people, park your RV in the back of the house.
Run by the dogs. Let the dogs out. Tell them to go after the gangsters.
Gangsters were stupid.
They were comedic.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible movie.
Okay.
And Denver Pyle's an alien. I can actually believe that.
All right, so.
Well, you saw. Shoot.
All right. Next movie on our list, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, directed by John Hughes, starring Steve Martin, John Candy, Kevin Bacon, Michael McKean, and Edie McClurg.
I have one question for you, Bob.
Yes.
Where are your hands?
Oh.
Those aren't pillows.
That comes next. He says, between two pillows, and then he says, where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
How about them bears? Yeah, that was a good game. Yeah. It's a fabulous movie. I haven't seen it in years. I actually own it. Pulled it off.
It's okay.
I loved it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, okay. Because
you don't see us reading Canadian Mounted at the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of fun. I thought there were some great jokes.
Back when Steve Martin was funny.
Yeah, Pink Panther. I love this movie. I'd recommend it to anybody. I think it's excellent.
The late, great John
Candy. And it doesn't take place in John Hughes' favorite place.
No.
Somewhere in Indiana where Jay and Silent Bob go.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Madison or something.
That's it.
Okay, so you liked it too, right?
Definite thumbs up.
All right. It's a good movie. Go ahead and check it. If you like older
comedies. I love the part where they burn the car out, too. They still drive it.
Hey, the radio works.
Okay. All right, we're going to scroll through some of these
other
ones.
Okay, there you go.
All right, next one on the list is The New Guy, directed by Ed Dechter, starring DJ Quayles, Eliza Dushku, Gene Simmons, Lyle Lovett, MC Gainey, Zooey Deschanel, Eddie Griffin, Tony Hawk, Jerry O'Connell, Charlie O'Connell, and the cast of fame. So what do you think, Simon?
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, she's something else.
Num. I liked it. It was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. Oh, she's good, too.
The bathing suit modeling scenes were impressive.
I thought the movie was fun. Not great, not bad. I'm kind of in the middle. I could take it or leave it. I could watch it again, don't have to watch it again. I kind of liked it.
I liked this movie. It had a little bit of something to it.
It was different. It was definitely different. I like when they change them over.
Yeah.
It was fun. It wasn't.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Bob loves it.
I loved it. I know that for a fact. Twice.
All right. Good stuff. All right.
It was a good comedy movie.
All right. So now let's wake up from our deep sleep, from watching The Girl with the Pearl Earring, directed by Peter Weber, starring Colin Firth, Scarlett Johansson, Cillian Murphy, and Tom Wilkinson.
So what?
And no, they weren't in this.
Boring piece of crap. It's one of the most beautiful looking movies I've ever seen.
It's very nice looking, yeah.
But who cares? Nothing happens.
But she understood art.
She did. I still don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to say.
It makes me not want to be a maid in 16th century Rome.
That's about
they make
it.
You sleep in a box in the kitchen. I mean,
there's nothing interesting in this movie. There's nothing redeeming.
Later on, she gets to the attic.
She gets to the attic later on.
When I was young, I lived in a box in the kitchen.
Oh, this is just boring. Skip. I'm done. No one discuss it.
A very pretty looking movie.
Beautiful looking movie.
Good.
Not really good.
You must watch it for the scenery.
I liked the music video when she was in it. That was all right. And the extra features.
I didn't see that.
Scarlett Johansson is a pretty girl.
You didn't see the music video?
No,
why am I so surprised at that?
So generally, we'd say skip it. It's boring.
Boring. There's nothing. Okay.
Don't skip it. Watch it.
Okay, so you liked it?
Well, thumbs in the middle.
You're always thumbing in the middle.
No,
stop.
Wait till
take
the next
it
week.
Out of your ass and.
The New Guy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I love the movie. I loved it.
All right, let's start.
Incredibles.
On a high note.
Okay.
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Directed by Brad Bird. Voices of Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter, Sam Jackson, Jason Lee, Wallace Shawn, Sarah Vowell, Brad Bird, John Ratzenberger, Elizabeth Pina, Spencer Fox. Simon?
I'm here.
What do you think of The Incredibles?
Absolutely fantastic. I actually own the movie poster, hung on my wall in my basement.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Another great Disney Pixar movie.
Yeah, probably my third favorite.
This is probably my favorite Disney Pixar movie.
No, no, no. Toy Story is number one.
Mm. Toy Story is good, but I like
Toy
this
Story
better.
Toy Story 2 is number two.
Definitely number two. Yeah, no, no, it's good. I like Toy Story 2.
It's a great movie. I know
actually,
we got
I like
it
Toy Story 2 more than one.
Oh, there we go.
So, what do you think,
Yeah,
Bob?
Two is better than one.
Loved it. Great movie.
All right, cool. Excellent.
Okay. As usual, Pixar grows.
Should we have some comic talk since it is?
No, we've got a discussion topic here. Oh. The greatest movie series of all time. That's what is the greatest movie series of all time?
Okay, and I gave you guys this question. I want you guys to go first.
So, what do you think?
One line. No. That's it. I just want one series.
The greatest movie series of all time with the original plus the sequels? That's a tough call. I'm going to have to go with... I'm still going to go with Star Wars.
Now, we're just talking about the three movies or all six
No,
movies?
I'm going to go with all six movies.
No, wrong.
Because if you watch it in different levels, one, two, three suck, but four, five, six are awesome.
Bob?
The Harry Potter series.
Number two on my list.
What would be number... I'm guessing Lord of the
Rings. I would
go
with James
one.
Bond after that.
Actually,
oh, yeah, you know what? James Bond is on my list.
Yeah.
Okay, fun. I don't know, but Die Hard is
Jones.
Still the best for me. I love all the Die Hards.
Three and four.
Four is a little rough, but I can still do
Indiana Die Hard. Jones is a great movie series.
But four, again, has the same problem.
Three and four. Well, three was good.
Three was good.
Two is awful.
Two was kind of weak.
The Pink Panther series
Batman.
Of movies with Peter...
Oh, come on. Nipple Batman? That
right, but it got better recently. The last two movies have been awesome.
The last two movies are awesome.
Superman, 1 and 2 good, 3 and 4 not, Returns okay.
Yeah, I mean, we got
Returns
some options. Yeah, James Bond would be on my list.
James Bond would have to be
James
on my list.
James Bond, yeah.
Okay.
Planet of the Apes.
I've not seen them all, so I can't really comment on Planet of the Apes.
They're not really good?
I don't know. I've only seen the first one or two.
Dirty Harry.
See,
yeah, they're
Never
excellent. Most of them are good. A couple of them are a little weak.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, so again, the greatest. You say it's Die Hard. I say it's Star Wars. You say it's
Harry Potter.
Which I can't argue with Harry Potter, actually.
No, you can't.
I love Harry Potter.
I don't
Potter.
Know if it's the greatest of all time, but it's good. It's okay.
I think I'd follow
right.
Harry Potter with
Anything James else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm just going to be quick because I know we got to wrap this up. I'm reading Son of the 100 Movies You've Never Seen.
Uh-huh.
Which I really like this book. Uh-huh. I've been. We'll have some films coming out of this. I picked up the podcast compendium.
Okay.
Today, which
Did
I'm looking forward
to. Out what to do?
No, I have no idea what I'm doing.
You
and
doing,
no. Actually, I got one thing to say. I really enjoy Fables. You know, I've been reading this in issue one.
Okay.
I never thought I'd make it to issue 83, and uh-huh. I'm. You know me. I pick up my comics what every 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up today, started reading. Going, I love this book.
Well,
so well written.
I'll recommend a new series that just started, and that's Batman and Robin, written by Grant Morrison.
I got it today.
And Quietly, 1 and 2.
Cover is beautiful.
Really nice. Good stuff.
I'm looking forward to that. And can somebody? I got a question. We know how many Marvel books I'm down to. They canceled on Ultimate Spider-Man now, so I'm down to one Marvel book, which is Uncanny X-Men, because I have every issue from one up to whatever stupid number we're up to.
Mm-hmm.
They have another crossover.
Mm.
Like. How am I supposed to read
the Dark
this?
X-Men. Right?
I have no clue what the crossover's about, nor do I care. Mm-hmm. It even crossed over Fables, which annoyed me.
Yeah, they're crossing Fables over with Jack.
Which I refuse to read, so I just read the crossover issues and go, okay, I guess that's what happened.
Well, it's unfortunate, but yeah, they do like to crossover.
I just refuse to pay for them. And I pick up everything 50 cents from pretty much now on from any other company.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm
okay,
done.
Okay, well, I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
And if they make it...
Simon makes us watch it whether we want to or not.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.